Hello, everyone, and welcome to another thrilling episode of The Day's Grim. My name is Brian Michael Day.
My name is Thomas Grimm.
And I am Drew Head.
I am Paul Bragan.
And I'm not going to screw your last name up this time, I swear to God.
If you know what? If the worst thing that happens, and I told this to people a lot, that if the worst thing that happens to me in a day is somebody mispronounces my name, like, that's a great day for me.
Yeah, dude, honestly. And you even, like, broke it down phonetically for me. You were like, it's like Reagan, but with a B. And I'm fucking just Bagan.
So am I saying this right? Paul Bobama?
Yeah.
Yeah, you got it.
Crushed it. I don't even remember what I said, but I remember editing it, and I was like, God, Brian, you're such a fucking idiot. Like, you fucking piece of shit.
Welcome to episode 2 of... How do you say it?
I'll do the honors, because you're trash. So last week, we're actually doing this, oddly enough, back-to-back weeks, Mr. Bragan. We're doing this back-to-back weeks, and we are now going to call this the Comedy Cachet. Comedy Cachet. It's not going to be an interview. The three of us would like to sit down and talk about things that are funny, things that we're workshopping, different bits, skit ideas, and this is all like free. So like, if you're listening to this and you hear something really, really dope and you're a comedian at this point, we're just putting it out there. So fucking take it, dude. Like, we don't care. So that's what it's for. It's just, we're going to have fun, drink a little bit, talk about some funny shit. So anyways, you were talking right before.
I wanted to know, like,
right before we were
checking the screen recording here, then under recently visited, we got, is that Twitter or Instagram with some ass
bunny? It's Twitter.
So that brings up a good point. OnlyFans. We talked about it briefly a little bit ago. I don't remember how it was brought up, but my thing is, so I have like, my Instagram feed is just like big booties all day, big boobs, booties, all that
stuff.
They really
got Brian figured out on the now.
Yeah, that's all it is. That and Miami Dolphins. That's my entire Instagram fucking feed.
So is there like one of like Dan Marino in a bikini on there? Like, combine the two loves of your life.
With He's AI, just twerking his ass. But anyway, so it made me think, though, every time you find, like, if you say you click on one of those big booty broads on IG and you go to their link in bio, you know what I mean? And in that same description, they'll always say, like, I'm in the top 0.001% of OnlyFans. And it's like, I think it's funny because, like, how am I supposed to trust you with ratios when what you do is shake your ass and, you know, possibly take wiener for a living? I don't know if your math skills are up to snuff.
To be fair, it like, it's just like with YouTube and like analytics for the podcast, you sometimes you'll talk about, oh, we have viewers in like on every continent and whatever.
I can see that.
It tells you.
So
YouTube analytics, like YouTube Studio, tells you.
So they're not doing the math.
No.
Okay, that's good, because I was concerned. And also thought they were all liars.
Like, Shane has that OnlyFans dad bit that he's been doing on like Gillian Keyes and Saturday Night Live.
Oh, Jesus.
But I wonder, like, if you could do one, it's like OnlyFans dads, but it's like dads just doing work around the house.
Yes, dude. I'm here for that.
There actually is a YouTube channel, and sadly, like, the guy's dad left when he was young, and so he didn't have a dad growing up. And so when he became an adult, he started a YouTube channel called Dad, How Do I? And then it's like how to change the oil in your car, how to do home repair stuff.
Right.
Like, what do they call it? DIY? Do it yourself stuff?
And I saw something somebody posted on the interweb somewhere, and it was a headline from, let's say, I don't know, the New York Times.
Yeah.
And it was talking about how the headline was like, millennials are enrolling in classes on how to like do home repair, you know, and then somebody made the comment, what it should read is something to the effect of, baby boomers didn't teach their kids how to do home. Like, every generation taught the next one how to do stuff.
Yeah.
And then sadly, like, millennials didn't get taught a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, we didn't. I really didn't. Are you a millennial?
Yeah.
You are?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
I just wondered, so like, would you be a hooker if, like, you, like, say a female paid, like, you were talking about like paid stuff earlier before the show.
Yeah.
Like if like a female, like if you bought your wife a guy that would come over and listen to
her complain about her day.
Right. Is that a hooker or like,
no, I mean, you could, you're not, you're selling your time. You're not selling
your body.
So you could put that on like Craigslist or like Angie's List.
Would you be an escort then? Or because you're not really escorting them anywhere.
A street therapist?
A stay-at-home, an in-house keeper? I don't know. You're, where do you divide the line of like butler and fucking...
At-home escort. That, we should start a side gig called at-home escort.
Laundry. In-home. I don't know. You'd have to come up with a fucking sweet name. There's, we should
workshop
that.
Maids could be like... like your laundry escort.
Yeah.
Your cleaning escort. Yeah, like, what only... if they just changed it all to escort?
Yeah. No, because technically an escort, you, like you said, yeah, you're just selling your time. Yeah. You don't have to
if
have
you
sex.
Happen to fuck.
Yeah.
That's just...
that's a different story, yeah, man. But
being paid is unrelated to that.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I think sugar babies are pretty tight. You know sugar babies, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, you have the sugar daddy, and then mm-hmm. he's got his sugar baby.
Well, like,
the sugar daddies are candies, right?
A lot of times, yeah. But a lot of times, like, they don't have sex. Like, these older gentlemen, they just want to have, like, these young, hot women to, like, take to parties and stuff.
Yeah, or what I think is sick is old dudes will, like, pay a woman to just, like, bully him, like, be mean.
Ooh, yeah.
I would, if there's an old gay man out there...
bully the fuck
I will be so mean to you.
He said, I will step on your balls so many times, as many times as you want.
Dude, I can see Drew in like...
So you want to bully an old gay man? I feel like... what, is it called the Human...
okay.
There's a group, I think it's called the Human Rights Commission, I think is the name, and I feel like they're going to get very upset at that idea.
No, I'm not necessarily bullying him for being old or for being gay.
Actually,
I'm bullying him because he's pathetic. And is paying me to be mean to him.
And that's what he wants. That's what he wants.
It's consensual bullying.
Yeah, but a lot of consensual stuff goes on where people say, oh, that shouldn't be happening.
Yeah, like drug sales.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
That should be happening.
Paul, did you ever mess with your sibling? Do you have any? You have siblings, right?
Oh, yeah, I got a brother. You know, we were talking about this.
He like turned black for a second. He's like, "Yeah, I got a brother." no, I'm joking. Sorry.
I don't ever remember pulling any pranks on him growing
up.
Yeah, and
were
I mean,
you younger or older?
I'm older.
So you didn't like put your hand in front of the TV receiver so he couldn't change the channel?
Oh no, did I maybe try to put his hand in warm water a couple times and maybe it didn't work?
Make him pee himself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think maybe I tried that a couple times with like no good results.
I don't know if I ever did any
pranks.
I got
two good ones that I pulled.
You did two good pranks on
one on my sister and one on my stepbrother.
Oh, I didn't know yet. Who's your stepbrother?
Not stepbrother anymore, but stepbrother at the time.
Nice. Sick, dude.
So like...
love a good divorce.
My stepbrother, there was this creek. And we would go play in it all the time and had like those two like aluminum dome circles or whatever that they build bridges over, whatever they're called.
Oh, a
galvanized
culvert?
Culvert. Yeah.
Yeah,
a
culvert.
So we would clog one up and then like set off like the works and aluminum foil underneath it and like make a loud boom.
Yeah.
Or like one side would flow with water, you hang out on the other, smoke your cigars, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Well, we took our stepbrother with us one time. And there was a sign that said invisible fence for like the dogs and stuff, you know? So I had convinced him that the invisible fence was an invisible electric fence and you had to step over it or you'd get shocked. So me and my buddy would walk up and like step over the fence super carefully.
Oh no.
And
dude.
He was like, dude, he was like, I don't want to do this, guys. Like, I don't want to do, like, he thought that there was an invisible electric fence above the ground.
He swore to God that he was
and
about
then, like,
to get
so, like, we kept it going, you know, a few times. And then, like, we, like, on the way out, we just walked through it and he was like, what the fuck, guys? Like, he was just so thrown off. Oh man.
That's rich. And you had a second one too?
Yeah, my sister had a school project where like you had to like take a bunch of family photos and like bring them in.
Yeah.
And there was one and she's like, look at me and you from when we were growing up. And I'm like, that's not you. And she's like, what? What do you mean? And I was like, well, like, first of all, like, you can't tell mom. This story is super sensitive to mom. But I was like, before you were born, I had another sister. named Charlie, and Charlie died in a car crash, and then that's what you were born for. And she immediately ran inside crying to our mom. She's like, Mom, I'm so sorry. Tommy's told me about Charlotte or something. And my mom's like, who the fuck is Charlotte? You know?
Who the fuck is Charlotte?
What does she not understand about this? This is real sensitive to Mom, so don't say anything.
Right.
Yeah, dude, let me get some eyes.
She's like, yo, Mom doesn't talk about this.
So since you brought it up, so this wasn't a prank, but I had a friend growing up who he had a dog, and they had an invisible fence. Thanks, and man. My brother, the genius,
put it on.
He put on the dog collar. Oh, and then no. ran along the invisible fence.
How bad was
I've
it?
I've absolutely done that.
How bad is it?
I mean, he was never normal to begin with, but like it didn't do any real damage.
It's not that bad.
If honestly, you keep running, you're good. It cuts out after a certain distance.
Yeah, because that's what happens. Like once a dog learns that he can go through the fence, if they're dead speed through in it, you know what I mean? Like they'll just keep going.
It's also like it's meant for a dog, and it doesn't seriously injure the dog. It's not going to seriously injure you.
A 200-pound man or something, you know what I mean?
Well, Butcher's at like the time, I was like 80 pounds.
Oh, so you're like the size of a dog.
Pretty much.
you may still be size of a dog.
There are definitely dogs that weigh more than I do.
What are you weighing in at? I got to know now. Are you 160? 150?
Butcher's like probably 130.
Depends on the day. I think most I've ever weighed was probably close to 160.
Damn.
The last time I weighed myself, I think I was like 140.
Yeah.
So small.
Yeah, you are a petite man. You are a petite man.
Yeah, our dogs used to have like the bark collars that go off when they won't shut the fuck up.
Oh, really? I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah. And so we would... we figured out that if you like run it across, like we had a gazebo, so we would run it across the wooden rail of that.
Yeah.
And then like put it on our skin and it would shock you.
Oh.
I don't know why we were doing that, like for fun.
Yeah, because you're sadistic.
We were stupid.
You're a masochist.
Yeah. We did a lot of stupid shit. Like we used to put like hand sanitizer.
Light it on fire.
Light it on fire.
You know, when you pulled up today, Drew, you were dressed in all black, and I made the joke that you were dressed like a ninja today. Now that you've let your hair down and you're telling me these terrible stories, I honestly think you're just a serial killer. So,
I plead the fifth.
That's wild, though. No, I've never. Have you ever done any good pranks to your siblings, though?
I mean, I don't know that I really did pranks. I would annoy them.
Damn.
Like that one time me and my sister annoyed the shit out of our older brother after school one day. We were like chasing him around the pool.
Yeah.
And he just jumped into the pool fully clothed, like shoes and everything, because nice. We pissed him off that much.
Oh, yeah.
Does he not realize you can still say like terrible things to him while he's in the pool?
He just sat at the bottom of the pool for like a minute.
Yeah, like, I can't hear you under the water.
And now Drew doesn't have a brother anymore. So he actually drowned that day. So
as we were talking, something kind of came to mind. I wouldn't call this a prank, but, and this you could maybe say, because we talked last time I was here about me getting into comedy. I don't remember if this is before I was ever on stage for the first time or not, but I was the best man at my brother's wedding, and so I got to give the best man speech.
Ooh.
And I said, you know, you maybe made a terrible decision having somebody who's a stand-up comic give your best man speech and who's known you your entire life. And one of the things
we did talk about this. I do vaguely remember this.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so one of the things I did, I talked about how, you know, we had some fun growing up and maybe I was better than him. I don't know. And one of the things I mentioned, my brother's made the best decision of his life marrying this woman who's now his wife. I said, I've seen some of the bad decisions he's made in his life. Like one of them was when we were kids, the local library had a Lego building contest and, you know, he entered something even though he was clearly outmatched by a superior architect. Me. And here's the thing, like, I didn't put any effort into mine, but I still won.
Yeah.
And like, I'm not a good architect. I don't know anything about building with Legos.
Engineering,
but I still, yeah. But I still won. And so I said, yeah, you got beat by somebody who's clearly better than you. And then I pulled out the trophy I won. It's this very small trophy.
Oh,
but it looks,
God.
I mean, it looks kind of nice. It's on like a marble base. And so I pull out this
classy
trophy.
As shit for a Lego building competition.
I pull out this trophy and put it on the table in front of him, and I say, "Yeah, you can look at that today, but I will be taking that back with me." And then later in
you
the
can even touch it if you want.
Yeah, and then later in the day, you know, I drank bourbon out of that trophy.
Oh God, yeah. Such a classy move. Yeah, such a classy.
My brother's getting married next year.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Sorry
for your loss.
His fiance is awesome.
Oh, okay. She's sick, but also.
Yeah.
Maybe it's worth losing your brother. I don't know.
Is this not the one dying?
Is this the one that almost drowned?
Yeah, I have one brother. Okay. But
I need to meet this fella.
Speaking of best man speeches, if he doesn't ask me to be his best man, or at least
pissed.
Give a speech,
I would be
pissed.
I'm
gonna
unplugging
be
that microphone.
I am burning this wedding to the fucking ground.
His best
I will
man
cause such
up
a
with
scene.
A, his best man stands up with a microphone. It's not connected. Drew's got it and connected. I'm just like, all right, I'm the best man now. Like,
yeah, dude. Swear
I
to
I
God.
Can settle for not being the best man. I need to at least be a groomsman, and if I'm not, there's going to be some issues at the next family get together.
Wait until they ask Drew to do the photos and video.
I've already told them no.
Oh, that would be so mad. What's your brother's name?
Matt.
All right, Matt. I hope you're watching this. Does he watch our podcast at all?
I don't even know you're if gonna he need, knows you're, that I do it.
You're going to need to make him watch this. Matt, I highly suggest that you make him a groomsman and or best man.
I'm gonna go best man.
Yeah, you have one
how do
brother.
How do I put this? I feel like as a general rule, a brother should be a best man whenever possible. A sister should be a maid of honor whenever possible.
Yeah,
there can always be some exceptions, but
unless
that should be your go-to.
Unless your only brother or sister sucks ass, then.
Right, they're like
sure.
shooting heroin like, up before.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
if your sibling sucks shit,
I kind of want to see a heroin addict give a best man speech.
Yeah,
he just nods off mid speech.
Yeah, heroin. I would still let him be my best man. If it was like meth, now we're getting.
This is
going
to be a 40-minute
like
long speech.
They're like walking up and down the ceremony steps on repeat.
Yeah, dude. They just like break out into a fucking stand-up comedy
jokes on
bit.
You. That's who you get to usher your wedding. Yeah. You're going to be so...
So efficient.
Yeah, so many people sat so fast.
So fucking fast, dude. Grandma just losing her purse. He's like, sit the fuck down, old lady. Jesus Christ, I got 40 other people.
Sprints down the middle.
I like the idea of grandma losing her purse because I'm imagining a trail of Werther's Originals going from the back of the church to the front of the church.
Yeah, you don't even need a flower, like, girl. Just it's just grandma's pants. Yeah.
For Hansel and Gretel to follow on their way back. Yeah.
She also has Alzheimer's, so that's good for her. She'll know where the exit is.
My dad's never gotten into stand-up comedy, but he can be funny sometimes, and he's made comments before like, you know, the great thing about having Alzheimer's is you get to hide your own Easter eggs. Or, you know, the great thing about Alzheimer's is every time you look in the mirror, you make a new friend.
And your dad was sitting front row at the show that I went to like 3 weeks ago.
Over at Damsel's.
Or 4 weeks ago now.
Yeah,
isn't that
yeah.
a crazy concept, though, to think about? Is like, have you seen like animals react to mirrors? Like a gorilla looking at itself in the mm-hmm. mirror and the way it reacts.
Can you pull this up?
Pull up a gorilla. Just go to YouTube and search gorilla.
We're
mirror.
Actually using the monitor for the first time.
But like some Sick. Animals don't recognize, they don't have that self-recognition.
Just
I wonder,
go to
like,
videos.
If Alzheimer's, if it's, yeah, watch this.
Oh, we won't be able to hear the audio because we're too poor for headphones.
But. I have it muted anyway.
Okay. Yeah, and that's good.
But like, so they like stroll up
and he just rolls the fuck out, dude.
They're like asserting dominance.
Oh no, dude. He's like looking off to the right. Like, what?
Like, could you imagine just some buff?
Because
that's how they assert
have.
Dominance is like hitting the ground and like, yeah. you know, stuff like that.
I wonder if identical twins do anything like that.
I should ask my wife.
There's got to be a dominant twin.
My wife. Yeah, for sure. 100%, dude. She'll fucking...
Are they identical?
Yeah, identical. You ever seen My Cousin Vinny? You ever seen the film My Cousin Vinny?
Yeah.
You have seen it?
Yeah.
Where the boys are in jail and then their Uncle Vinny has to like get them out of jail?
Yeah,
or my, about Prison Break?
Their Cousin Vinny or something. I can't remember what it's called. Do you know what movie I'm talking
my cousin,
about?
With Joe Pesci and Marissa
Tomei.
Yeah,
Joe Pesci.
I haven't seen it yet. And it won,
it's so good. It's so good.
I haven't seen it yet. The The theory going around is that Marissa Tomei may have performed favors in exchange for her Oscar. I hope not.
I would perform favors for
even if
Oscar.
She did, which probably not true, but if she did, good for her.
Yeah, dude, fucking get you a slice, man. No, but in my
I'm having a blast watching these videos.
Yeah, I just leave it running, honestly, dude. But in My Cousin Vinny, they're talking about the tire tracks from the two cars or whatever, and he was like, these tire tracks right here are identical. Identical. This old Southern man. That's so every time I hear the word identical, I literally do that. Identical. I don't know why. It's not that funny, but I just thought it was an honorable mention. Also, we needed to talk about gigolos today, too, right? You can't say
Well, I mean, you
traveler.
Say that.
Traveler.
Well, and I think Roma is a popular term now. But I like, yeah, I mean,
that's like
so Romania. What I'm
Romania.
About. They are.
You can't say gypsy. It's not politically. And, cheers to that, because you know.
Here's the thing, like,
he knows.
What's her face?
He gets
Cher.
It. Cher. She's a
gypsy. Yeah, I mean, well, no, but I mean, she's America's sweetheart, basically. She had a song, and
she's
this was
109 years old. Yeah. You can't be a sweetheart.
And
at
she,
that point.
She had a song. I want to say back in the '70s when she was 84 years old. Called Gypsies, Tramps, and Thieves. And so again, that was...
Is that
like,
a Marilyn Monroe diss song?
No.
It's a diss track.
A diss track, yeah. Well, if it was a diss track, are you really gonna diss somebody in the 70s who died in 1962?
Yeah. Dude, could you imagine? That's a funny thought, though. What if they had, like, Rat Pack diss tracks? Like Frank Sinatra talking shit about Sammy Davis Jr. and shit.
See, those guys loved each other. I would hate to think that those guys would ever have a falling out.
I know, dude. Well,
like, I mean, people say that about like Drake and Future now.
Wait, they were didn't they both get touched by...
They did albums together. No, that was Meek Mill.
Oh, okay.
Meek Mill got the diddle.
Oh, yeah. Did you hear about that?
I mean,
you know Meek Mill?
Hypothetically.
I know the name, but I've been hearing stuff that...
yeah, he got fiddled by
Mr.
Jay-Z.
Combs.
Yeah.
Oh,
not Jay-Z. No. Puff Daddy. Sorry, Puff Daddy. Not Jay-Z.
The diddler.
It's P. Diddy.
Mr. Yeah. Combs.
P. Diddy.
I mean, if anything goes to court, it's going to be Mr. Combs.
Oh, yeah, Dustin. Justin definitely got touched.
I saw a
Bieber?
Clip.
Oh, yeah.
Biebs got fucking...
Justice Bieber was like 15 years old, and this is a real short clip that I saw on the Twitters, I think, where Mr. Combs was like, he was standing next to Justice Bieber. He's like, man, we're going to have a crazy weekend. And Justin was like, yeah. And this was after everything came out.
Have you seen the Nickelodeon thing?
Quiet on set.
Where Drake,
I watched that
Drake, yeah,
whole
I watched
thing.
It. And then so like Drake Bell comes out and talks about like how he woke up like at 12 to like getting his dick sucked. Who's complaining?
I'm not.
Well, it depending
I mean,
on who.
If you're 12 years old waking up getting your dick sucked.
Getting your dick sucked by a creepy middle-aged man.
Yeah. So here's the thing.
Just keep your eyes closed.
The thing we always
like he was fucking that couch before he woke up.
Yeah. Yeah. Probably. You were gonna say?
Well, like the thing the people kind of go back to is every time a teacher gets accused of something with a student, and it's like the hot teacher.
God.
Anytime the hot teacher does something, it's like, where was the hot teacher when I was in school doing
Facts.
That? But if it's the unattractive teacher.
Yeah, if it's the music teacher.
Yeah. It's a good thing it's a good thing my dad didn't become a music teacher, I guess. We mentioned I feel like I can't show this podcast to my parents. We mentioned last time I was here that my dad went to like a specialized music and art high school in New York City and he wanted to be a music teacher, but then right when he graduated, there was some kind of like a teacher strike in New York City, so they weren't hiring any teachers. So he ends up in Evansville working in radio.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's actually the way to go, I think. I don't think I would want to be a music teacher. It sounds terrible.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen American Pie?
But I think if you're like a musician now, like, so like if you're doing music now and you don't want to be a music teacher when you're like 60, like, are you, like, you think you're going to do music your entire life, like, make music the entire time, or are you going to give back to that genre?
I don't know that I understand your question. That was awfully wordy.
So, like, a musical career, like, you're in a band, and then when you're, like, 70, you're going to be a music teacher because you can't, like, be touring and shit.
Right.
That's what you're saying?
Essentially, yeah. Or, like, if you're Cooper and you do a whole bunch of paintings, if you don't make enough money to retire, which Cooper probably will, But like, if you don't make enough money to do that, are you think I Am Cooper is going to go to college and be an art teacher with all the stuff that he's got?
Here's maybe another possible idea.
There's other avenues.
That's an intriguing thought.
Because if we're talking about like, and this works better if you have some level of fame and money to begin with at some point in your career, you say, hey, everybody, like, I'm retiring from the road, but once a month I'm going to be at this bar in my hometown performing. Or like the one I always think of, and I mean, he still tours and I want to see him because I'm American and, you know, he's a national treasure. But like,
God bless you.
Regardless of whatever else he's doing, like Billy Joel does one show every month at the Madison Square Garden in New York City.
Piano Man!
And so it's one of those things where it's like, yeah. Oh, you know, I'm going to be there.
Drew, yeah. Will you look up, do prostitutes have to pay taxes?
Yeah, I wonder if, do they?
It's not legal income, so probably not.
Escorting is illegal income.
In Nevada?
Don't put prostitutes, because those, that's just a hooker. Just put escort.
What I've heard, and I'm not, you know, don't take my word on it necessarily, is I think there's something on the tax form where it says, enter here any money you earned illegally, because then, like, they'll tax.
That's kind of bullshit.
Well, here's the thing. The thing I always go back to is Al Capone was arrested and sent to jail finally for tax evasion because he had a business card that said he was a furniture dealer. And so it's like, here's your armoire, and oh my gosh, it's stuffed full of alcohol.
Nice.
You know?
Nice.
And then they got him for tax evasion.
So here we found Quora.com. Quora.com. Do escorts pay taxes, and do they deduct for business expenses? The answer is yes in both cases, at least in the United States.
Could you imagine, like, escorting?
I'm not done yet.
Could you imagine escorting and then being like, the guy pays for dinner, but you're like, can I get that receipt?
You're the fucking worst podcast co-host. Escorting is legal in all 50 states. You can always deduct business expenses from your income. So the answer is they do pay taxes. Now, I don't think prostitution is going to be the same thing, because they get paid in cash typically. It's not like you guys have a fucking Venmo or something.
Says,
well, they might have Venmo.
Prostitutes are expected to report their wage to the IRS.
I mean, they're expected to. Yeah, the IRS wants everyone to pay taxes because they want your money.
So the IRS is like, a fucking bitch.
So the government
dude.
Can make money off sex, but they can't.
Yeah, we can arrest you for it and also tax you for it. So this is bullshit. This is the problem. Dude, and you know, prostitution is the oldest fucking trade in human race. Like, in that, since humans have been a race alive and fucking trading, sex work is the oldest. Just fuck.
Right, I'll fuck you for a goat.
Yeah, just make it legal, dude. I need some fuck. I got to put food on the table, man. And this guy needs a beige. Hook it up. Hook it the fuck up, dude. Fucking quit fucking around. And if the IRS is taking their tax money, that's bullshit, dude. Just fucking make it legal. Just make it legal, dude.
I wonder how many OnlyFans people are struggling with their taxes right now.
Dude, that's the number one, like, so the 0.0001 girls that are making like $200,000 a year on OnlyFans, they get fucking R-worded on fucking taxes.
I mean, yeah, if you make a lot of money, you're going to get taxed more.
It's the way that their money falls.
Well, they're not putting money back.
Yeah,
for
they're
it.
Not. Because it's you can fill out your taxes before you start a job, right? Like, I want this much withheld, et cetera, et cetera. They're just starting an OnlyFans and not taking care of the taxes. So they're just raking in this pile of cash, and then they have nothing withheld, and then they get R-worded.
Imagine how many OnlyFans managers are out there taking a cut, but not helping them, like, set back money for their taxes.
I also just realized now that it sounds like I'm saying they're retarded, but that's not what
I thought
I'm
about
saying.
That also.
Yeah.
They are being victimized. Can I say violated?
Unconsensually.
I wouldn't say victimized, because then they're all going to play that card.
Yeah, let's not give them that fucking ammunition.
I got 250K subscribers, and they're all just taking advantage of me.
I guess we could just say raped. They're getting raped on taxes, and that'll get bleeped out. But yeah, they do, man. They get fucking manhandled on their taxes, man. Bullshit.
Speaking of manhandled, you were talking about getting pulled over.
Yeah,
it's a good thing you're white, man. They would have. I'm joking.
Yeah, I bet you they didn't ask you if you had any guns or drugs in the vehicle.
No, no.
Actually, you got harassed. You get harassed by the cops all the time, dude. No, but what was your scenario? What happened? What was going on with that?
I was driving in an unfamiliar area, and I didn't realize I was in a school zone until I saw the sign that said, "You're leaving the school zone. Thanks for stopping by. Come back and see us again real soon." And then red and blue lights right behind me. And so I did everything I know to do to like make it the most pleasant situation for the officer as possible. Like, I'll just say this: if you ever get pulled over, what you're supposed to do, if you can, get out your license and registration as soon as possible, like before he's able to get up to your car, and have your window rolled down with your license and registration in your hands, mm-hmm. facing up on the steering wheel, so that mm-hmm. you don't have to reach for anything, mm-hmm. so that he sees you're not a threat. And so I'm doing my best to do that.
Yep. Do you leave your car running?
Did I? Oh, I don't know.
What fucking weird question is
well,
that?
Well, I mean, I guess you could, if your car is running, it's a lot easier to try to make an escape at that point.
Yeah.
And so he says, license and registration. You are. He goes back to his car and just immediately comes back. Here's your speeding ticket, loser. I didn't have a chance to tell him how special my grandma always said I was. He just went right to the ticket.
Yeah.
And here's my thing. Can we come up with some sort of like a non-binary, asexual, gender-fluid version of showing your breast to a police officer?
I like that.
Like the rest of us.
It's license, registration, Krispy Kreme gift card.
But is that too offensive, though? Because like, playing into the stereotype.
Then you might just get charged with
bribing the officer. And you're like, no, look, here's an envelope. I give it to every cop that pulls me over. Like,
dude, I'll tell you what. That's
a vanilla folder.
What do you do? Do you just like
did you say vanilla folder?
Vanilla.
Okay, I was gonna make
that sounds delicious.
I got
vanilla
pulled
folder
over once in a school zone as well. I was in my dad's truck.
What is the situation with school zones?
Well, when you're not in school,
Tom hangs out there a lot.
Yeah, with my binoculars.
Drew just fucking roasted you.
So like,
oh my god,
my grandpa was dying in the hospital.
So good.
And I like my car was acting up, so I had my dad's truck, and I was not in school. So you know, when you're not in school, you don't think about school zones really. And I got pulled over, and as I get pulled over, I'm in my dad's truck, ex-con. Possible gun, you know, so gun bad. License, registration stuff. Yeah. In it. Dude, I literally get pulled over. Next thing I know, I'm boxed in. Like, there's a cop on every side of me.
Oh,
and then
this
cop walks up and he's like, "Why are you in a hurry?" And I was like, "What? I was going the speed limit." He's like, "No, you're in a school zone and you're going like 45 and technically 25. He's like, "Any weapons or anything like that?" And I was like, "No, dude, like, you're reading the plates as my dad. I'm not my dad. You know.
I mean, I know I'm Tom Grimm, but also
I'm trying to get to the hospital to see my dying grandpa. You know, and then like he was gone for like 10 minutes back there, and then like came up and he's like, "You're good to go. Here's a warning."
Oh, he let you go
because they called in so many cops and like literally boxed the truck in, and I was like 18 at the time, like I was freaking out. So I think since they freaked me out so much, he was like, "Oh, you can go."
Yeah,
I never get a fucking warning.
No, dude,
they always give me a fucking ticket.
Dude,
I've gotten a bunch of warnings up to that point, and then that's the first ticket. And so what I want to do, I'm a broke comedian, so I want to make that money back because I got defensive driving, which is cool, but you still got to pay some fines.
Yeah,
and so this idea I've come up with, the only way I've figured out how to describe it is, like, I'll call myself, like, a G-rated gigolo. So, like, if I'm at a comedy show, like, men can come up to me after the show and just, like, tell me about the last time you were manning the grill.
Yeah.
And I'll just be super into it. I'll be like,
"Or yeah,
brisket. It sounds so moist."
Or the last time you were in the gym, dude. Like,
"Oh, you were lifting 350.
Oh god, on bench." And then tell me about your squat, dude.
Yeah. And then women can come up to me and just, like, "Show me a picture on your cell phone of your mom," and I'll just look at it and be like, "You know what? You'll always be kinder, smarter, and prettier than she is."
What if you get pulled over and you give the cop like a gift basket? Like a giant gift basket? You're like, "Actually, officer, I do have something in the trunk for you." And they open it up, it's just like a giant gift basket.
God.
Saran wrap.
I often get harassed when I get pulled over, though. And I think we talked about this on the show at one point. Because when they run your license, they can tell, like you said, if they have concealed.
Maybe it's I can't say that. It would give away personal information about you.
Oh. Maybe it's because you're a bald white guy with ex-military
It's because of
experience.
The car you drive and what your license plate says.
Yeah, well, that too. But they, when they pull up my license plate, they can tell that I'm a gun owner because I have my concealed carry. So every time I get pulled over, I feel the necessary urge to let the cop know, like, hey, my firearm is here. My hands are here. Like, every time. So if you are a concealed carrier, I do highly suggest if you get pulled over and you are carrying...
Already have your wallet out before the cop comes
out. A, let them know you have a firearm on you. B, where it's at in the car. And C, again,
reach for your wallet
like
as fast
Reagan
as possible.
Saying,
yeah, super, super quick movements.
Yeah,
very abrupt.
And don't do cocaine. They're not a fan of that. Don't be on cocaine carrying a firearm.
And if you're going to do cocaine, offer it to them.
Yeah, I mean, not while they're...
Back
not,
to the bribing, you know?
Not
I mean?
During. Be like, hey, here's something for after work for you.
Serve it to them on a knife. And...
Give them a quick bump.
Dude, what if there was like a therapy thing for cops where they could just beat up a dummy? Like, what if you just signed up to be like the
they
cop,
do that
like beating
to innocent
back.
People all the time? So I don't think they need that.
Have we learned nothing from what's happened in the last few years?
Yeah, dude. What was it? Chicago, where they choked that dude to death? Jesus Christ! Yeah, they're already out there. It's already happening.
Yeah.
But I do like that though. I like where your head's at. I think there's a concept there. I think that you could argue, like, would there be less unnecessary force used by police officers if we just like you said, you could sign up to
like
just
a
be
homeless
like,
man.
Yeah, be like, hey man,
we'll get you a hotel and a
here's
nice $100. Steak dinner.
Here's a hot ham sandwich,
and a pack of cigarettes,
and this cop is just gonna beat the fuck out of you for 20 minutes real quick and detain you
before every shift.
Just get it out of the system, dude. Just get it out of the system.
Honestly, I could get behind that if it was a rich dude.
It's like calibrating your speedometer. You know what I mean?
But
also,
level. Counterpoint, I think that could help and like make them less violent towards like civilians, or it could get them in the mood to just
do more.
Yeah.
I had the appetizer, now I want the entree.
Yeah.
Where's the...
I feel like it would not be as effective as...
Just imagine an octagon at the precinct. Like, yo, if you let this cop beat you up, we'll knock 6 months off your sentence.
I would...
All I'm thinking about is that poor Jewish kid that was getting arrested in fucking Jerusalem.
Was this a recent thing?
Can you Google? Go to Google. You got to see this poor Jewish kid that's getting Jewish kid being arrested in. I think it was Israel. Jewish kid being arrested in Israel. So this kid was at a protest for the whole thing that's going on there right now. He was at a go to images. The picture is so fucking. Where is he at? He was like being carried off. Oh my God. Go down a little bit. Down. Damn, no. But he had like the hat.
I feel like I don't know if we can show these people.
Yeah, we probably shouldn't.
The on screen is not on screen right now.
We established, last time I was here, we mentioned that I've got some Jewish ancestry in me. Like, I didn't see any of this in the email they send every week. Like, there was nothing about, hey, man, one of our guys got arrested.
They got one of us, man.
It was just, hey, here's another great Knish recipe.
No, but this kid, man, all I was thinking about was being unjustly like harassed or arrested. And this kid was at a protest for like the war that's going on. And this fucking, these two cops are just beating the fuck out of a 9-year-old. And like, and he's in like Orthodox Jewish, like he's got the top hat and the locks. And he's just got like one shoe barely hanging off. And they're just dragging this kid through. I was
a
like,
9-year-old?
This is so fucked up. Yeah, it was so fucked up, dude.
What's
it was
cool
so,
about
so
Jerusalem
fucked up.
Is there's like a fireworks show every few months.
Yeah. Every few nights, apparently. Yeah. Dude, fucking Iran's popping off, bro. About to get the heat. Old Biden's coming after him. Did you hear about that? They're fucking Iran's making attacks over there now. So fucking Daddy Joe's getting all fired up. It's about to get spicy, dude.
I don't know. Daddy Joe can get fired up.
Well, dude, he takes a little fucking pill and he's fucking 3/4. You know what I mean? I don't know. We're at 30 minutes, man. Do you guys have anything else you want to? These are just going to be 30 minutes for now until we can start like figuring out and like how we want to like craft it and like tighten it up and. I don't know. Do you guys have anything you want to like touch base on before we fucking...
My only other thing I want to add is Guns N' Hoses just happened. I want a version of that where I can
Where you can sign up and fight a cop?
Yeah, I can beat up a cop. And
that's what you should do. You should try
it.
To fight that cop that gave you a ticket.
I've good bit.
I've thought of that. That's like such well, a good bit. So how do I put this?
How can you word it?
I'm never gonna forget because he said like as soon as please. He pulled up, as soon as he walks up, he says, "My name's Officer Redacted." So like I'm never gonna forget this guy's name, and I think
we're talking about the speeding ticket.
That
speeding
would be ticket cop, lit. Yeah. Imagine like if so many people got arrested by this cop, and they're like, "Let's one on one, dude."
And so the other thing I've thought of,
one bro,
in a ring.
If you win, your record is expunged.
Right?
Oh,
dude, so, put money on the table. I even like that more, dude.
So the other
God
thing,
damn, Drew, that's such a good fucking idea.
The thing I thought of a long time ago is a similar. It's Guns N' Roses. Let's say it's for charity, also.
Yeah, for blind like, kids.
Blind kids, but no. So like my idea is, I think we've all had. Bosses at work that rub us the wrong way.
Mm-hmm.
If we could do Guns N' Roses, but it's me against that one boss who fired me or the other boss who just like he's got his issues, but I still want to take a swing at this guy.
Yeah.
If I could fight those two guys for charity, not at the same time, like bring them on one at a time.
Oh, now, yeah. What if businesses had like boxing rings with gloves, and if you and a coworker got into it, you could just
I don't
like
think HR
sign
signs off on that. I don't think HR signs off. There was on that.
Well, honestly, that you can get away with that. Just go across the street, off company property.
Right. Meet me out by the bike racks.
I'm just trying to think of what the name for the cons versus cons versus cops, cops versus cons.
That you could workshop something
like that. Literally
just
call it cops and robbers.
Or, ooh, yeah. You could just cops and robbers. Cops and cons and cops. Something like that. You could workshop it. That's such a good fucking idea, Drew. God, you're so full. You're so young, so full of great ideas.
Yeah. Right. He's wise beyond his years.
Let's write up let's go to ChatGPT, write up a thing for my mayor and
All right, man. I don't
fix the Lloyd mayor, whatever.
It's not
Stephanie
Winnicky.
Terry.
Yeah.
Yeah, Stephanie Terry.
I don't even live in city limits, which is great. Like somebody asked, like, who are you voting for mayor? Absolutely nobody, because I don't have to.
I'm not held liable for whatever the fuck happens in that shitty city.
Yep.
Also, just a big shout out to fucking Boonville, dude. I have to reiterate, we did last week's episode at Tom's house in Boonville. Garbage fucking town. I fucking hate that place. And I just have to, I feel like it's almost necessary.
You didn't like the one-ways.
No, I don't like that. You're driving on the downtown fucking road.
The square. Yeah.
And yeah, you're driving and you see the McDonald's up on the hill and you're like, yeah, this is cool. And then all of a sudden, my road goes this way and then the oncoming traffic just disappears. All, and now you're on this weird fucking downtown one-way. Fuck, you agree, right?
Yeah, it's
fucking
weird,
dude. And Boonville just needs to
get on that, Tom.
Figure it
out. Work on that.
I'll use ChatGPT.
Talk to your who's the mayor of Boonville?
Mayor Charlie Wyatt. I know that because he has
God damn.
Jesus Christ. ChatGPT is in the podcast studio.
You know, we mentioned last time Mayor Charlie Wyatt of Boonville, Indiana. We mentioned this last time I was here. One of my jobs is I'm the morning show host at 99.9 FM and 1540 AM WBNL radio in Boonville, Indiana.
You got been there, done that.
Yeah.
Got the shirt to prove it.
And he hasn't been in for a while because he's like busy with other stuff. But normally, 2 or 3 days a week, he'll just come into the radio station around noon and say, "Hey, Boonville, Mayor Charlie Wyatt here. Here's what's going on in the city that you should know about."
Oh, like, so nice.
Yeah, it's cool because like you figure in Evansville, I wouldn't be surprised. You know, I could see like maybe once a month the mayor showing up at
but
a radio station.
Yeah.
You should saying, you're telling him to come on the podcast so Brian can...
Fix that fucking downtown road. Let's make this happen.
I will.
Let's make this happen.
I will say this.
And I'll swear a lot less when he comes on.
I think he might be an ordained minister, so you might have to bring the four-letter words down a lot.
I think if he knows that I'm a war-torn veteran, he might have some.
Okay. What about court cases? So, like, I bought
look
these
up
Pokemon
a picture of this
games
guy.
Off
look
this guy.
Look up the Boonville governor
and he didn't picture. Show up. And so he didn't show up to court. So now he's got a warrant out for his arrest over some Pokemon games, which is going to be just funny as fuck to get arrested over not selling a nerd some video games.
Is this him?
No, that is, I don't know who Chris Lindley
is. That's the mayor.
That might be Boonville.
There it is.
There,
Charlie Wyatt. Can we get there's a picture? Be,
yeah. But could you imagine, like,
yeah, right there. That's him. Yeah, those first couple.
Dude,
are him. That's
sick. Could you imagine small court claims is just like an arena? Like, imagine the taxpayer money that can be made off of just like boxing in general.
You and Pokemon Boy just go hands,
right? Me and this like
dude. Shout out to Charlie Wyatt, dude. Okay, honest to God.
Shout out to this guy.
And yeah, he. Wait, hold on. Is this the same man?
No, that's a different guy.
Same facial hair, different color. Got it. Okay. And same name. But no, shout out to the Boonville mayor. Charlie Wyatt, dude, if you come in here, I swear, dude, I will be on my best behavior. Okay, man. We're like at 40 minutes now. So any more wild cards you guys want to pull out? Jesus Christ. Where was all this fucking material when we started, dude?
I mean, it takes me a while to get into Charlie Wyatt mode on the podcast.
Yeah, no, I get it. We should probably start doing that more often. Just like fire the show up and then not do an intro and just let it and just riff. And then we start where we start. That's what we need to think about that. We'll talk more about it. But no, I'm good if you guys are. Man, do you have last minute questions or wild card bullshit?
No, you can do the outro since I can't say cachet. Right?
Yeah,
I mean, if this is a comedy cachet, can I get some plugs in for the show?
Yeah, oh yeah, dude. Honestly, do you want to do the outro? You do the outro too. Just make it up as you go. You're on the radio. This is the comedy cachet.
You're listening to the comedy cachet on the Days Grim podcast. I've been special guest Paul Bragan. We've got shows. There's the weekly open mic show at Damsel's Brew Pub on the west side of Evansville at Wabash Avenue, hosted by Alan Walker. And then, of course, we've got the monthly open mic show on the first Thursday of every month at the Jennings Street Public House in Newburgh, Indiana. We'd love to see you at all of those. And then check the interwebs for other comedy shows. We've got comedy shows hosted usually on a monthly basis by guys like Danny Browning and Dustin Madison and Curtis Crow. He was somebody I mentioned the last time. I didn't mention him by name, but he's the one I mentioned based out of Huntingburg, Indiana, who also got his start by going to Chicago for work and then doing comedy shows.
Chirac, baby.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, dude. Fuck around and get run over or shot or both. Same time.
Yeah.
Stabbed.
It happens, dude. All right, man. So I feel really good about it. I think this is a good episode. More to come. There are going to be plenty more comedy cachets.
More to come.
Come, I get it. God, you're disgusting. Jesus Christ.
Still another thrilling episode. My name is Thomas Grimm.
My name is Brian Day.
And I'm Drew Head.
I'm Paul Bragan.
Thank you guys so much. God bless you. All right. See you later. All right. Music spinning. Let it run. That was... Yeah, he's got a, you can put your sharp...
Hey guys, if you liked what you heard today, there will be a new episode next Tuesday, as well as every Tuesday at 6 a.m. So hit that subscribe button and let your phone do all the work for you.